From the banks of the Grand River, high above the gorge, this is the Buzzer Pod. New releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations, indie music. With guests from the True North, from the West Coast to the East Coast, and across the pond and down under. Now, here's Shay.
Hey, Shay here, the Buzzer Pod on the air. Our second episode. Welcome and enjoy. So what happened today in 1967? Well, the Rolling Stones appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. At Sullivan's request, the band changed the lyrics from "Let's spend the night together" to "Let's spend some time together." Well, things sure have changed, haven't they? Well, today we have LA-based artist, songwriter, Baywood, and music publisher, talent manager, Patrick Unsay. Baywood is a classically trained pianist, born in Miami and Texas raised. With a songwriting career over a decade, his past and current releases are getting outstanding radio play. He has just released All Together Now. He met Patrick in 2019, and the two have been working together ever since. Patrick has secured over 200 cuts internationally, with artists as diverse as Celine Dion, Desi Valentine, Deep End, Axl Red, and American authors. His credits include signing Sean Hook, Richard Walters, and Kobe. Add to these credits, his releases have achieved certified platinum in 20 countries. He owns a publishing company, Pure Pop Music. We have an interesting chat today about Baywood's current releases, We Don't Have to Walk Alone, and Where Was I Then? Patrick Baywood, thank you so much for joining the chat today from sunny Los Angeles, California. Hello.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Baywood, I could listen to your music on a constant stream. You have incredible vocal range. Your vocals are just outstanding. So what inspired the acoustic versions of your two releases last year?
So initially I put out a couple, there's two songs that I previously released as singles, and I put out some videos of some acoustic versions of those, and it got such great responses, and so we thought it'd be great to put it on an EP, and so that was kind of what initially started the EP, and then we have a Nashville style mix that has a really great steel guitarist named Smith Curry. It's kind of like a country vibe feel to it. And then the last song on there is called Where Was I Then, which I wrote about a very close friend of mine who unfortunately committed suicide last year. So I really wanted to have that on the album as well. And it kind of sums up all of 2020, really the kind of feel of the EP. So that's kind of how it came about.
Patrick, can you tell us how you came to know Baywood and started working with them, what you saw in him as an artist, and the collaborations that you have created for him and for his music? I would like to know a bit about that.
Okay, so pretty much Baywood and I met a couple of years ago, and I heard his music. I was really taken by his voice and some of his ideas, and you know, we started working together. I was really looking for a couple of collaborators for him that I felt he was going to get along with personality-wise, but also was going to feel comfortable in the studio experience. And the songs they've been writing together with Rune have just been amazing. So, you know, I signed him to a publishing deal. You know, I'm what they call a music industry veteran by this point, and I've been a publisher for many years. And so we decided to work together on a publishing format to start with, and then that evolved into me becoming a label as well. And, you know, it's been great. It's been a great experience so far.
Thank you, Patrick. At Baywood, the new releases you recorded remote, was this the biggest challenge for the release?
Oh, yeah. That was probably definitely the biggest challenge because of the, you know, the pandemic that we're all going through right now. We couldn't meet at the studio, so we all did it remotely.
Yeah.
Through Zoom. So that was challenging, yeah.
The writing and the recording, Michael did record his vocal in his own studio, send it over to Rune that actually mixed it, and same with the piano parts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, regardless of the remote recording method, you put out great music during this time, and congratulations.
Yeah, I thought initially it was going to be really difficult, and I still prefer to be in person, you know, when writing, but it surprisingly actually has worked out pretty nicely.
So working with Patrick has been a fabulous compliment to your music. How did your music change when you met Patrick and started working with him?
Definitely more focused with Patrick. I think I've been songwriting for a little over 10 years now. But I think with Patrick, it was great because he did introduce me to so many, again, veterans that have been in the music industry for a long time and really talented, amazing songwriters and producers. Really kind of, really sparked a whole new kind of, journey for me. So it's been really great.
The track, We Don't Have to Walk Alone, was written about the current state of our world, a world divided by race, religion, and politics. It is a very unifying song, and unifying at any time. Is there any particular event that inspired this collaboration with Rune Westberg?
When the pandemic happened, I really wanted to write a song that it was definitely inspired by the pandemic, and I was really reflecting on how we are so divided in our world again, like with race, politics, and religion, and gender, and so I wanted to write kind of a coming together song that was positive. And then shortly after we had finished the writing the song, the Black Lives Matter movement happened. And so it was just it all just kind of fit. And we wanted to just put it out pretty quickly after that because of everything that was going on.
Well, I love the song. Up now, the track, We Don't Have to Walk Alone.
Time like this, it feels like someone stopped the clock. It's not easy holding on to one last wish. It's easier to give up. You're not crazy, none of this is making sense. We all feel crazy too. I know it's late, but we can make it home again, and it matters what we do. Maybe we can change the world together. Alone. There's no reason for everything to stay the same. The road ahead is not set in stone. If we believe it, we can find a whole new way. on my own. Maybe if we learn to lean on each other,
that's an amazing track. Is there a song that you've written and put out for people to listen that would be considered a favorite of yours?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like them all pretty
well. Easily. I love everything you put out, so we are in agreement with that one. Patrick, Baywood's releases, both of them, they're getting a lot of attention. Can you give us a rundown of successes that have happened and a bit of your reflection on all of that?
Sure. It's been amazing, really, being that we are very independent and we don't have the, you know, the finances or the marketing power that major labels have. We've been able to get a lot of early believers at radio, not only in America, but also in Europe. And there's a radio station in the UK that's playing the record, you know, many times a day. And here in America, we have a number one song in the Great Lakes region on a station called WIOW. And it's been number one for the last 4 weeks there. So people keep requesting it and they keep playing it, which has been great. It's also very big in Montana for some strange reasons. But you can also hear it on 88.5 in Los Angeles on a regular basis. And so it's been great, you know. So we're plugging away and we're trying to get more ads. You know, it's on the radio in New Mexico as well. And we just found out radio in Scotland picked it up. So it's all good, you know. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes, that is awesome. So, Patrick, what qualities about Baywood's songwriting and his vocals attracted you to want to work with him as his talent manager and publish his music?
You know, it's a whole package, really. I mean, obviously, I'm attracted to very unique vocals. And, you know, I'm a little older and I really miss a lot of the vocals from the 70s period. You know, I love people like Cat Stevens, that whole period of rock music. And I think he's got a quality in his voice that is reminiscent of all that. And, you know, also the emotions he conveys through his lyrics. I knew there was something really strong there. And it was just a matter of, you know, sometimes structure in the songs. And I think that's what he got by collaborating with people, you know, having people that challenge him more about, you know, his melodies and his lyrics. And together with Rune, they've been writing some amazing material. That's why the two of them keep writing on a regular basis.
So Baywood, what was behind your decision to work with Patrick?
Well, he's been in the business for a very long time. And I've seen all the artists he's worked with, which was very impressive. And also, he's just a really great guy, and he's very, you know, I think you want to have someone who's representing you that really believes in you and lifts you up whenever you're feeling kind of like down. and I think he does all that and really kind of pushes me to succeed. And I really respect him in very many ways.
And you know, Shay, if I can add something, I think a lot of his music is also, I believe, great for TV and film. And we have a person within the company that really is passionate about his music and is trying her hardest to place some of his songs in a TV show. And I think that's very appealing because that's a way to grow the audience and to reach more people, obviously, you know?
Oh, I agree with you. Great approach. You have been involved with getting artists' songs and music on TV and in commercials. And you have a dedicated person in your company for that, do you not?
Yes, I did. But actually, there is a person within the company that just focuses on that, you know, so I let her run with it. She's in touch with music supervisors, you know, on a daily basis, pretty much. And also, Baywood and I met through a mutual personal friend. So that's how, you know, we first became, you know, friends, if you like, before we really decided to work together.
Well, when creating music, having a friendship is very important. It adds to the creative process, I think.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
Love the song Next Up, Where Was I Then? It's a tribute to a friend who committed suicide. Was it a difficult process to compose the song, Baywood?
You know, it was a really hard, it was a very therapeutic experience for me. So I had a friend who had committed suicide late last year, and I really hadn't written anything about it. And so I was very inspired to finally put something down, but it was very difficult. I mean, I know I had a really hard time getting through the process, and I cried a lot, and but I was very, I'm very excited that I was able to put it out on this EP.
So next up is Where Was I Then?
When shadows fell on your face, where was I then? Where was I then? Where was I then? When darkness conquered your grace, where was I then? Where was I then? Where was I then? Caved in. Where was I when you broke your skin? Where was I when I lost a friend? Where was I then? Where was I then? Where was I?
Beautiful. Did you find collaborating difficult?
Not really. I mean, because I did with this one, Rune helped co-write it with me. But I do know that I had a hard time really getting through the session because it was very emotional for me. So,
and a January release?
Yeah, I have a new song called All Together Now. And it's really, I wanted to do something for the new year that was really uplifting and up-tempo and inspiring. And so that's what that song is going to be. And then we also have another single coming out, in February, I believe, March. And then after that, I have a full album that's slated to come out in the spring. So a lot of stuff coming and I'm very excited about it.
So were all the songs done remotely?
I mean, some of the songs that are on the album weren't done remotely. They're songs that I've already had. But anything new is all definitely being remote.
Yeah, All Together was written remotely with two writers out of the DC area.
And is Baywood on all the social platforms?
Just follow Baywood on Instagram or any social platform.
Yeah.
Check out the music.
Well, thank you so much, Patrick and Baywood, for coming on the Buzzer Pod today. I really enjoyed our chat. Thank you.
Well, thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. And also, thank you to anyone who's listening. I really appreciate any support, and I hope everybody likes the music. So thank you, Shay.
And also, thank you, Shay, for like what you do for indie artists and indie music altogether. Yeah. You know, it's very important.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that, Patrick and Baywood. I put a lot of passion into indie. Thank you.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay.
Thank you to those out there tuning in and catching our chat today. Next episode on January the 19th, we have singer, songwriter, and master keyboardist Jack Spann out of New York City. He has worked with some big names in the music business. One of them was David Bowie on what ultimately became Bowie's Black Star release. So see you next episode. It should be interesting. Catch you at the pod. Cheers.